this day's done.
Good morning. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday here on 1150 AM KKNW. I'll be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Follow the sun.
That's right. Perfect day today and weekend. And oh, get out there and enjoy it.
It's beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. That is Clint McEwen. And Clint McEwen Band will be at Naked City tomorrow, 7 tonight on Kamano Island.
Get your naked on.
Clint McEwen.
I don't know if that's going to work. But
we were talking beer and working out, weren't
yeah,
we?
Perfect. Yeah. Well,
Naked City. That's where we hang out. We have our farmers markets there, and it's a nice place to hang out with all the people I know and love. So tomorrow night, Naked City, Clint McEwen Band, 7 to 9. Join us. Let's see. Oh, last week it was Faye and C-Star, and they came out, and they played at Naked City and did a fine job. And then Faye and I were having our beer afterwards, and she decided to go on a would-be island trip with me the next day.
I saw the post.
Did she?
Looked amazing.
She had like 35 pictures or something.
Hey, that's what social media is all about.
Quickly, she's never been to Langley. She was like in heaven. We did some music. We met my friend there. He took us for a boat ride. It was so much fun. And Faye is such a beautiful person. We stayed at the Earth Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be on the show next week.
Okay.
Because I just go around the island picking up people that are really cool. And we stopped by Woodby Island Kayaking, and we talked to Krista Lorscher.
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 There
Good
we
morning,
go.
Krista.
Good morning, Dina Marie.
I saw you down there. I'm like, oh, my God, we got to go stop by and say hi. And I was looking for Travis, but he was off doing something else.
Yep, he was off doing something else. But still plenty of people hanging out at the Langley Marina. It's a hot spot in town. And it was good to see you and meet your friend Faye.
She was pretty excited to see Langley. We had a really good time. So what do you got going on at Woodby Island Kayaking?
Well, tours every single day, short tours, like 2 hours, which is great for beginners, and longer ones as well, half-day adventures. Tomorrow we're going to be doing a half-day adventure out of Possession Point, which is on the very south tip of the island, one of my favorite spots to paddle because there's lots of kelp beds and we see a lot of marine life out there. But the other really special thing going on this weekend, both tonight and tomorrow night, are our nighttime bioluminescent experiences.
And tell people what that is.
So we go out on nights as close to the new moon as possible, and the new moon was last night, and we get in the kayaks and go out and see the bioluminescence that is in the water. And it looks, I call them the stars above, stars below tours, because with the night, with the dark night sky, the sky is filled with stars, and then below your boat, you're seeing all of the stars of the bioluminescence. It looks like, you know, like 4th of July sparklers. It looks like sparklers in the water.
Yep, that's a good way to describe it. And I was swimming one time, and actually Faye was at the beach with me, Kama Beach, and I went swimming, and you look like, she goes, you look like an angel, because every time you spread your wings, right, it lit up. It was like sparklers. Yeah,
exactly.
It's amazing.
I feel like a Disney princess whenever I'm out there at night.
And then I also did the full moon tour. You still do that one?
Here and there, it kind of depends on the conditions and if we get special requests, but yeah, we try to.
I think I've done it twice. Travis, both times, I think. Yeah, we did the full moon, and then we did the South Point, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you give lessons?
We do. Most of our lessons go on in the month of June. We try to do it early in the season, so that people can get out there all summer and practice their skills.
And then I saw that, like, camps for adults and teens?
Yeah, so those are our lessons. We call them camps. And we also, through South Woodby Parks and Recreation, do a kayak camp for teens every summer. It was the week of 4th of July this year, and they have such a great time. We always start out in one of our local lakes, so that they can practice skills on calm water. But graduation day is out at the marina in currents and waves, and so they get to really test what they learned during the week.
Wow, and it's like every day for a week?
Every day for a week, yep.
And how can people sign up? They can do it now?
So, again, these just finished. If we get demand, people can always contact us through info@woodbeislandkayaking.com. And if they're interested, we can try to put together another one.
And then I think it was last fall, I think late summer, you were doing bird watching?
Yeah, we still do our bird watching tours. Now, those are very seasonal. We do them in the spring and in the fall. And we paddle in Penn Cove, which is up by Coopville on Whidbey Island, because Penn Cove is a designated important bird area by the Audubon Society. And in the spring and fall, we get a lot of different migrating birds through there. So those are great because in addition to going out with a kayak guide for safety, we have a bird guide who identifies the birds that you're seeing and tells you about them. And we give everybody on the tour walkie-talkies so that they can listen and ask questions.
And who doesn't want to go kayak at Coopville?
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful spot, really beautiful spot. And then this fall, we're also going to be offering our first overnight where we'll be, it's a basically a three-day trip, day of kayaking the first day, and then we bring you to this farmhouse. You stay in a beautiful old farmhouse in the Maxwellton area of Whidbey, and then more paddling and stand-up paddleboarding on the second day, and then the third day we kayak you back to the starting point. But that's it's sort of like glamping. How's that? So you're having an experience, but you don't have to sleep on the ground.
Glamping. And then do you ever see whales when you're out there?
We do. We do. We had such a fantastic whale season this spring. We saw whales, I'd say, at least a half a dozen times, if not more than that, while we were out on tour. The gray whales that come through the Saratoga Passage in the spring.
Yeah, and I'm right on the other side of Langley, so that's where I see them, and they're going through the sand to get the shrimp. And Langley,
yeah,
has,
exactly.
And then there's a bell that you can ring, whale bell.
The whale bell, yep, gets everybody in the town running to the water's edge to check out the whale. Yeah.
And it was really sweet. I went to Orca Network, and I could hear somebody, you know, talking about whales, and it was Howard. And he's been on my show before, but I never met him in person.
Yeah, yeah. He does so much. He's such a wealth of information and such a resource. And we always recommend that when people are in Langley that they go to the Whale Center. They can learn so much there.
And Langley's just a sweet little town. And, like, Faye was just so thrilled. We drove up and then we walked. And there was so many things to do. There was music in the streets. Gosh, it was at the music store, and it's, what are those things that you play? They're really big? It was a concert?
Did they have a marimba band going?
Yes, they did.
Yes. Yeah.
Sunday.
There's always something going on. There are a number of places that do live music, plenty of places to eat and hang out, and really wonderful shops. Langley is definitely worth a stop when people are on Whidbey.
And I've been there plenty of times, but it was so nice to have someone with me that it's like having a 2-year-old at Christmas, you know? It was like all brand new to me. So that was a lot of fun. So give us your contact one more time.
So we can be emailed at info@woodbeyislandkayaking.com. We can be called. Phone number is 360-221-0229. And there is our website. People can make tour reservations right from there. And that's woodbeyislandkayaking.com.
And then
we also do rentals out of Langley. So, like, if people want to take out a stand-up paddleboard for an hour, we do that right there. And the hourly rentals is just first come, first serve. And we're open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day of the week.
And that's what I was going to ask you about stand-up, because I saw it on your website.
Yep. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And they take a little getting used to, but after about 5 minutes, you definitely get your sea legs.
But it's a little bit different than a lake, because I did it at Kama Beach, and here comes like the wake of a boat, and you're like, okay, move into that before you fall in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'll come out and visit you again.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Have a lovely weekend.
We will. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, July 14th, you are invited to the East Meets West Fest at Bastyr University in Kenmore. The entire event is free and opens at 2 p.m. with the main program beginning at 6. There will be afternoon workshops in yoga, meditation, chanting, farming, and parenting, plus talks by guests such as the Interfaith Amigos, Imam Jamal Rahman, and Rabbi Ted Falcon. Children's activities include yoga, chanting, and crafts from 2 to 4. The main program is at 6, and it includes a keynote address by Nyaswamis Jyotish and Davy Novak from Ananda Village, California, on the theme of A New Tomorrow Today. The Bastyr Vegetarian Cafe will be open, and the adjoining courtyard will have vendors such as Ananda Farms, East West Bookshop, and Ananda Sangha, and others. This free event is sponsored by East West Bookshop and Ananda Washington. For more information, visit anandawa.org. That's ANADAWA.org. Hope to see you at the East Meets West Fest, July 14th.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
If you are looking for a natural approach to your family's health needs, Bastyr Center for Natural Health is the right place for you. At Bastyr, we provide attentive care that considers every aspect of health, mind, body, and spirit. This summer, we are offering $20 well child visits from July 15th through September 15th. Includes free pediatric vitamins while supplies last. Bastyr Center for Natural Health, located in Seattle's Wallingford District. Visit Bastyr Center for Natural Health online at bastyrcenter.org.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150. Cherish this
moment. Cherish. Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. And we're going to go to, it's Island County, which is Whidbey, and Kameno. So we're going to go to Kameno, and we're going to talk to Chuck Giddings. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Dina.
What do you do, Chuck Giddings?
I run a boathouse on at Kama Beach State Park on Kameno Island, and we rent boats and rent crab traps and show people how to go crabbing and catch their limit.
And when you got that job, you won the lotto, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a pretty good gig.
Kama Beach is one of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen. The boathouse is Center for Wooden Boats is a nonprofit, and I just, if I have nothing to do, I just go down there and run into all kinds of people and watch people crab. And so that's what's going on right now. How's that going for you?
It's going pretty well. You know, it's a little hit and miss, but, you know, I got my limit yesterday, so there are limits to be had out there. You know, you just go out and set your traps, wait a few hours, pull them up, sort your catch, and hopefully you got some keepers.
So what if I want to come out on a Monday and I don't know what to do? How do I get started?
Me and the boys will happily show you how to set your trap and where to set your trap and how to do it and how to clean and how to cook. All you need to bring is bait and a license.
But what's bait? What kind of bait?
well, we recommend getting the cheapest meat possible. Usually, chicken quarters, chicken thighs, turkey legs, those all work real well.
And if you come out to the island, you can go to Elder Bay Grocery. They got the licenses there.
You can get licenses at Elder Bay, and then the Cama Beach store right there at the park, which is another nonprofit. They sell turkey legs for bait, and that's one of their big money makers during the summer.
I did not know that. Now I know. So let's see. I went out last year, and you let us have a wooden boat, a rowboat, mm-hmm. and then we got carried away. Just kidding.
Yep.
Did you laugh at us?
I did a little bit. Yeah, yeah. It is. People have to remember that it is the Sound. It's not a lake. You know, sometimes the current can run, and sometimes the wind can whip up. So you just got to be prepared and choose the boat appropriate for your physical ability.
And you got to watch the tide. I mean, that's the most important thing, because the tide goes in and out.
Goes in and out four times a day.
So when it's really, really out, do you put boats out there?
Yeah, we can launch boats all anytime during the day. So like today or yesterday, we had -3 tides in the middle of the day. And, you know, the only thing is it makes it a longer walk down the beach.
Yeah, I was at Edmonds, and everyone was out there walking on the beach. It was really low, wasn't it? The tide?
Yeah. Yeah, it's some of the lowest all year.
So for people that do not know what Center for Wooden Boats is, will you give them a little heads up?
We are a nonprofit. We got started in Seattle 41 years ago, and the whole mission is to put people into wooden boats and continue that wooden boat lifestyle and enrich people's lives doing so.
And you've been working 2 years now?
3 years.
3 years. And Center for Wooden Boats also, like, you do weddings. It's a beautiful, I had my 50th birthday party there. Weddings, and you're going to do square dancing?
Yeah, well, we've teamed up with the park rangers this summer, as we did last summer, and we've got square dancing coming this Saturday. I think South End String Band, one of Camano Island's own, is playing. And then, again in August, I'm hosting square dancing a couple times in the boathouse. And also Heart Strings, the local duet. And then we're going to do the radio theater also. So every Saturday in August, it's busy at the boathouse.
And that one sells out, doesn't it? The radio one?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a hit. Ed? Ed does that?
Yeah, Ed does that, August 18th.
And then also every Saturday, they do toy boat building for kids. And my grandson loves
right.
that.
Right, from 10 to 2 every Saturday. We do set up toy boat tables. We were just featured in Stanwood Camano News, an article about that. All year long, come on down with your kids, bring a toy boat, or build a toy boat. All we ask is a $3 donation per boat.
And what I love is most of the time I see adults, they're building their boats, and and the kids are done, and the guys are still there making their boats. I think it's funny. And then if people
You can do a lot with a couple pieces of wood and some nails and string.
And if people want to volunteer, what can they do?
If people want to volunteer, I suggest they shoot me an email or come down and see me at the boathouse. Cama@cwb.org is the best way to get a hold of me. And let me know what they want to do when they're volunteering, and I'll show them how to apply.
And that's what I did straight away, because I wanted to rent the boatman's cabin.
That's right. If you're a member of Center for Wooden Boats, membership starts at $25 a year if you're a senior. You get access to rent the boatman's cabin, and you get a 20% discount on your boat rentals.
Is there any room in the inn, or is it totally full, the cabins?
Oh, the cabin's booked all the way through the second weekend of September at this point. So it's a popular cabin.
And what I like is September, October. That's probably my favorite. Actually, winter. I love the winter because you get the Olympics and the snow, and it feels like they're right in your face. Actually, wintertime's a great time to rent the cabin.
It is. It is. And you know, the park has done a lot to make wintertime more attractive at the park. I think we do Winterfest during every Saturday in December. We've got something going on, either music or dancing up in the Great Hall, and we put the Christmas lights up. It's a good time there.
Yeah, and I was running in the woods, and it was all decorated out there this year. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, Christmas balls everywhere, weren't there?
Yeah, and lights were up, and Kama Beach is just very, very special. I ran into it 6 years ago when I first moved there, and I needed a place to stay while my place was getting taken care of. And I spent a week there down at Kama Beach, and that's when it first kind of was getting going. And it has, like, pristine, like, the shells are still there, the glass is still there. And how many cabins are there?
37 total.
And give a little history about Kama.
So Kama Beach started as Kama Beach Resort in 1935, and it ran until 1989, and it finally shut down. And the family that owned the property sold it to the state, and they insisted that they restore all the cabins and all the buildings and open it back up how it was, and then also get a partner to open the boathouse and rent boats out of the boathouse and essentially run the park as it was in the 40s and 50s.
It's amazing. And there's a quilting show coming up?
July 28th, I think, is that Saturday. Last Saturday in July, we do quilts on the beach. The Kama Beach quilters come down and hang all their quilts on the beach, and they sell them for fundraising.
And then we have the Mother's Day sale. That's the Saturday before Mother's Day. That's free. You can come out in May for that.
That's free. Free boat rides, May 12th, or the Saturday in May, right before Mother's Day. Not Mother's Day itself.
Yep, we get confused.
And then the first Saturday in June is also the free youth fishing derby that we hold. It's free for kids under 15, and everybody gets a prize. It's a good time.
And then there's Kama Beach Cafe. That's one of my favorite places to work. That's open 8 a.m. to 2 every day now. They're open through the summer.
Yep, 7 days a week until Labor Day. That is the best place to get breakfast on the beach or on the island, I think.
Well, best view. Best view for sure. And that overlooks the Center for Wooden Boats. So it's Kama Beach.
That's great.
Kamano Island. We have two state parks. We have Kamano State Park, Kama Beach State Park. I say come out on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and I get the woods to myself, the Bluff Trail. I'll sit on the beach. I'll be all by myself. Summer's a little bit different, but it blows me away. Like, when I go to a beach, I see thousands of people everywhere. When I know I can find a place on the beach all by myself and just look at the mountains.
That's right.
So it's CWB.org for Center for Wooden Boats. And then Kama Beach Cafe, I think it's KamaBeach.com. And if you want, I probably think all the cabins are probably booked till, like you said, almost October. But I think it's almost like a year in advance.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are, you know, if you're looking at a cabin, there are, you know, cancellations here and there. Just keep calling and you'll get on the callback list. And unless there's a Tuesday or Wednesday in August available, I heard. So
you never know. And if you want to get married,
just be flexible.
And you can stand up paddleboard. I did that.
Yeah, we built two stand up paddleboards with some Stanwood high schoolers the winter before last, and we've still got those for rent. They're a lot of fun. Now that the weather's warmed up and the water's warming up, good time. You can get out there and paddle over the eelgrass and look down and see the fish swimming in it and everything. It's awesome.
And crabs running around on the beach. Let's see. So you could do that nighttime bioluminescence thing tonight. Did you hear about that? That it's a new moon and that you can do that tonight?
I did not hear that.
You just heard it from me.
But yeah, you can get out there and when the tide's out and walk through the gravel and see your footprints glow in the gravel. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did it in December running down the beach, and every foot step lit up. It was amazing. Totally amazing. Okay, Chuck, CWB.org, and you have what's your Facebook page?
It's Center for Wooden Boats at Kama Beach, all one word.
And then there's dancing at the boathouse tomorrow night. We invite you to come down, spend the day at Kama Beach. Thank you, Chuck, for joining us again.
Thank you, Dana.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Follow the sun. Which way the wind blows, and this day is done.
Are you always worried about something? Feeling exhausted? Can't switch off that mind between worry and tiredness? Experience Sudarshan Kriya, a powerful breathing offered by the Happiness Program. This technique will bring you into a deep state of meditation, help you relax, energize, and be free from worries. Listen to what Sri Sri Ravi Shankar has to say about boosting our energy levels.
You know, the word health in Sanskrit means to be established in self. There is body, mind, and spirit has to be in a harmony. We have 7 layers to our existence. That is body, breath, mind, intellect, memory, ego, and the self. So we need to learn a little bit about all these and techniques to keep them healthy and keep them in harmony. And that's what yoga and Sudarshan Kriya is all about. You know, so if we attend to our breath and meditation, few minutes of meditation, our whole system gets rejuvenated. I would say there are 4 sources of energy. The first is food, second is good sleep, and third is breathing, and the fourth is meditation. So attending to these 4 important sources of energy, we can restore our health. So much benefits they get. There are many, many benefits that breathing exercise can bring into our life. You know, a violence-free society, disease-free body, confusion-free mind, inhibition-free intellect, trauma-free memory, and sorrow-free soul. This is what one can achieve by learning about breath, by learning about meditation. You know, 90% of the impurity in the system goes out through the breath, but we use only 30% of our lung capacity. Breath is linked to different emotions. When we are happy, we breathe differently. When we are stressed, we breathe differently. When we have anxiety, the pattern of our breath is different. You know, by manipulating the breathing, you can change the emotions. And if you can change the emotion, it affects the endocrine system. So different breathing patterns, different breathing techniques are taught. That's what is in an Art of Living course. The Part 1 course of Art of Living teaches you various different types of breathing exercises combined with meditation and several other techniques of self-awareness, which in total uplift the spirit. And millions of people around the world are doing it. Has been so effective, and it's so heartwarming to see that transformation.
The Happiness Program will be held in the presence of the renowned meditation master Sri Sri Ravi Shankar on July 28th and 29th in Seattle. You can register for the program at itstime.me or call 844-HAPPY-WA. That's 844-HAPPYWA.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We are going to continue with the crabbing water theme. And we on the phone with us today has Renee Kettler from RE/MAX Associated Brokers. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Dina. How are you?
Good. You own that?
I own RE/MAX Associate Brokers in Stanwood and Camano Island.
And first of all, I want to thank you for sponsoring our music at the Port Susan Farmers Market.
Oh, absolutely. I love the farmers market. Every time I was down in Seattle, I couldn't help but stop at Pike's Market to get those big bouquet of flowers. And now I don't have to drive to Pike's Market. I can go right to Stanwood and get them.
And you make my heart sing. You make my heart sing when I get to hear music. And today it's going to be One Eye Jack, and they want me to sing with them. Give me one reason to stay here. I'm not going to do it, though. I don't think so. I'm stressed.
Is it One Eye Jack or One Eye Crab?
Oh, One Eye Crab.
Yeah, they're playing at the Crab Derby.
Oh, my God, because you know what? It's also crab related. Okay, you're right. One Eye Crab.
That's the best news we've heard.
One Eye Jack.
So confusing.
I usually name my crabs that. One Eye Jack.
Oh, my God. So
feeling crabby.
Tell the listeners about what you have with the Crab Derby going on.
Well, this is our fifth annual Crab Derby, and it's held down at the Camano Island State Park, right next to the boat launch. There's an area called the Shelter. And crabbers compete. They pay $50 for a two-man team. And a two-man team means they can each bring in five crabs, so a total of 10 crabs. Highest weigh-in of the 10 crabs wins $1,000. And then we have, I think, at the next second place is $350, and third place is $150. And then there's also a $300 prize for the overall largest crab being measured point to point on the back shell. Anyway, it's a big festival, and we've got all kinds of stuff for kids. We've got a kids zone that's being sponsored by the Stanwood Camano Arts Festival, YMCA, and Resource Center. And that's going to have a bouncy house, a craft table. It's going to have a root beer float garden for the kids. Then there will also be live music. We have Savannah Woods with her band, Waking Maya, which you know how fabulous they
She's
are.
She's been on my show many times.
I just love her. And then One-Eyed Crab, or as Dina likes to call him,
One-Eyed Jack.
And then the third band, I know I'm going to butcher their name. They're called Papa Maku or something like that. Oh, I know I'm butchering the last part of that.
And I don't know them, so I can't help.
Yeah, they just signed on yesterday. And Mayor Kelly of Stanwood has been helping me with all the bands. So we've got some good ones lined up. We have a beer and wine garden. We have several food vendors down there. And the fun part is we have tons of raffle prizes. That we have, you just come and you can buy raffle tickets and you can drop them into the different jars for which prize you want to try to win. It's just a great event. I mean, it's an all-day event. And what's fun is every time the crabbers show up with their big buckets, they come in, we have a big weighing machine and people weighing them. Everyone gets excited and runs in to see what the weight is and we put it on a big board. So it's a lot of fun. And it's all the proceeds go to the RE/MAX community grant chest, and that's a grant foundation or a grant chest that we use to for all the nonprofits in the Stanwood Camano area.
Yeah, and it's Camano Island State Park. And what's the date?
It's July 21st from 11 to 7. Last weigh-in is at 6 p.m.
And how can they get more contact, like a website?
Go to all the information is on Northwest for Sale. And that's the number four, so Northwest, the number four, sale.com. And when you get there, there's a giant crab. Just click on it, and it'll take you to all the information of all the forms you need to fill out and where you send the money to and all that stuff.
And each year it just gets bigger and bigger.
Yep. Each year just, yeah, bigger and bigger. We've got we even get Taylor Farms. We have a ton of oysters coming in from them. And those are all going to be grilled that you can buy while you're there. We don't have crab for sale. We tried doing it one year, but we can't get the it just was too hard. So anyway, but we do have fresh oysters that are being grilled there.
Oh, yum. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So we got Camano and Stanwood. Stanwood is the gateway to Camano Island, and we have a big event this weekend. You tell the listeners about that?
Yes, it's the Summer's Art Jam. This is the Stanwood Camano Arts Festival is a new organization that just got formed, and their first festival this year is the Summer's Art Jam, and that's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Live music, tons of artists, all kinds of fun things, things for kids, and this is all downtown on the east end of Stanwood. That is, oh gosh, there's all kinds of things happening down there. They've got Sip and Paint with artists like Carla Benjamin and John Ebner, Jack Gunther. So you can, you know, sign up and paint with them. They've got a great stomping contest. I know the mayor and Shayna Holbeck from RE/MAX, they're going to be in the grape stomping, and I'm not quite sure who they're competing against.
Okay.
But they dress up like Lucy and Ricky, and it's hilarious. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and that's at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
And we have music all weekend. And Cool Water, they were in the studio with us, like, gosh, maybe last month. They played at Naked City. They're going to be there 4 to 6 today.
Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Now, is the farmer's market also open today?
Yep. So we'll be open 2 to 6, and we have One-Eyed Crab playing in the streets.
Yay.
And Lisa,
2 to 6, yeah. I'm going to try to get down there for that, absolutely.
Yeah, there'll be lots to do in downtown Stanwood, and there's, like, vendors. The streets are closed, and we have bands playing in the grass over there. I think it's a beer garden and wine.
Yep, beer and wine garden. And I think they also have the root beer float garden for the kids. And, yeah, it's going to be a big day, and we've got fabulous weather for it.
Can I give a plug to the beer and the wine? Who is it?
I think it's Naked City, but I'm not 100%
Naked
sure.
City. Well, we got Naked City, L Spike, and Edward Lynn, and we have Dusty Cellars, just so I can give a plug to my favorite brewers and wineries on Camino.
Absolutely.
Island.
They all do so much for the community. And I know that the main sponsor for today's the Summer Art Jam is myself, Remax Associate Brokers, and Camino Coffee Roasters.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know
that. Yeah.
So let's see, that's today, and where is there a website for that, or just come on down?
I know if you go to Discover Stanwood Camino,
there you go.
It is on there for under events, and that's a great place to go to see all the events coming up, you know, even the farmer's market. They have a calendar there for the whole year of what's happening around our area.
And Stanwood Camino, we kind of join together pretty much in everything. We got a Camino market, that's Tuesdays. We've got the Friday market in Stanwood. It's just, we're like married, right? The island and
yes,
Stanwood.
Yeah, we're working on that. Yes, I'm the president of the Stanwood Chamber, and we're really working close with Jim Ayers, who's the president of the Camino Chamber. And we're, just really bringing this together. And now we have our big site, the Discover Stanwood Camino. And that is a great site to go to find out all kinds of things about our area.
And eventually we have the Visitor Information Center open right there.
It's open now. We just got it open.
Sweet.
It's
going
to be right next to the police station, so it's open today. And actually, there's a RE/MAX person in there today working it, and we're real excited about that.
Let's see. And Tea with Your Dragon, Tori's been on my show quite a few times, and I love Tea with Your Dragon. That's in the Granary Building, so that's right in the middle of the farmer's market and what's going on in the streets of Stanwood.
Oh, picnic, the new kitchen picnic pantry. Oh, I don't know if you've been in there yet. Fabulous. She serves wine, charcuterie boards, and then she has fabulous kitchen items. Doily's the Doorknobs, another wonderful shop. Oh, that is. Jackie Grove does a fabulous job in there. We have the new sandwich cupcakes, which are to die for. Ladders and Lace, or Ladders Company, I think it's called. Wonderful clothing store. There's a ton of shops down there. We've got the little, the Conway Tavern, what's it called, the Boxcar.
Mm-hmm.
They have great hamburgers and drinks. And Jasmine's Thai Food. I mean, tons of stuff happening down there.
And it's really important to support local Main Street, and that's why the farmer's market is so dear to me, because, one, it's community, and we bring in the music and all ages, and it's so much fun to watch people, like you walk off with your flowers, and you get to say hi to someone you haven't seen in a long time, and I really encourage people to get away from their computers and televisions and get outdoors. There's farmers markets all over the place, or there's festivals all over the place. There's no reason to stay at home and be in sight anymore.
Absolutely. And like you said, shop local. You know, that's important. And we've just got such wonderful, everything down at that farmers market is fabulous.
And you sponsor so many things, and I want to thank you because I know how much it takes to, you know, keep all this going. And RE/MAX, do you have a website for your?
Yeah, it's Northwest For Sale, with the number 4. And that's our website. And like I said, that's also where the Crab Derby information is. Community is everything, you know.
And if there's an event, Renee's over there somewhere.
Walking around doing something.
Yeah, and also, you know, Stanwood revitalizing. It's getting better all the time. And we have also the outdoor concert series in the streets, and those are on Saturdays. I believe that's tomorrow, too.
They're going to be tomorrow. They kind of linked up with the Summer Arts Jam. And then they're next weekend as well with the Vintage Trailer Show. And that's down at the east end of town as well.
And I know Chris Eager's coming to town. He's been on the show lots of times, and he'll be, I think, in August. But
Yes, August 18th.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, and that's another thing. On August 18th, we're going to have, that's the last concert series. It'll be at the west end of town behind Local Billy's. Local Billy's will be open. We got the Skagit Brewery is going to be there doing the beer garden. And we're going to also have what's called the Summer Bar Games and the Summer Beer Garden Games. And so we're going to have all kinds of fun prizes and games you can play inside the beer garden.
Oh, me and Benny are just like talking about how we like beer and it's catching up with us. Sounds like fun.
Oh, you'll have to come to that. It's going to be a blast. It's like $5 to enter into each game, but there's going to be some really fun prizes.
Well, and I'll be there for Chris Eager for sure. And again, the website for all of these?
Go to the Discover Sandwich Camino.
.com.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes.
And, yeah, like their Facebook page. Things are happening all the time. You can go to Port Susan Farmers Market. That's where I'll be hanging out today from 2 to 6. And, Renee, you'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I bet.
I'll be there Friday and Saturday for sure. I can't wait. I'm going to do the Sip and Paint with Carla Benjamin. I'm so excited about that. She makes beautiful scarves, silk scarves. I had one other thing I wanted to – oh, I did want to plug our sponsors for Crab Derby because they always – you know, we couldn't do it without them, and that's Tulalip Resort, Coastal Bank, and John Russell with the UPS store in Stanwood. He is amazing, as you know. We also want to thank Del Fox. They help us with the scale, and we couldn't weigh the crab without them, so – big shout out to them, the Camino Chamber of Commerce, Leslie Tripp with State Farm. So all those people, we can't thank them enough. Cole and Gilday Law Firm. So
sponsorship, love it.
Yes.
And I thank you.
Can't do
again.
It without our sponsors.
No. All right. I guess I'll see you today in downtown Stanwood.
I will. Okay.
Thank you, Renee. Tina. Stay tuned. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. We'll be right back.
Many moons have arisen and fallen long, long before you came. So which way is the wind blowing? What does your heart say?
Elder Bay Grocery has been locally owned and operated by the same family for over 22 years. They are located at the south end of Camino Island at the intersection of Mountain View and Elder Bay Road and less than 2 miles away from the Camino Island and Kama Beach State Parks. Kara's Kitchen at Elder Bay Grocery offers burgers, soups, sub sandwiches, pizza, homemade baked goods, plus free Wi-Fi for customers to stay connected while enjoying their affordable and family-friendly dining. Stop by to refuel the car or treat the kids to a hand-scooped ice cream cone. For more information, visit ElderBayGrocery.com. That's ElgerBayGrocery.com. Or like Elder Bay Grocery on Facebook. It's always a great day at Elder Bay.
Crabbing season is here. Stop by Elder Bay Grocery for all your gear you will need. They have licenses, pots, bait, and ice. Are you a beginner? Well, Elder Bay has a staff that can give you all the information you need to get started. Happy crabbing, and see you on Kamehameha Island.
Aloha. Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
The Inn at Port Gardner, located on the West Coast's largest marina, truly captures the essence of the Great Northwest. Arriving guests are greeted upon sweeping views of the Puget Sound, Port Gardner Bay, and the majestic Olympic Mountains. The Inn offers harbor view fireplace suites and private balconies, with complimentary breakfast delivered to your room. The Port Gardner Inn is pet friendly, and for the business traveler, they have a large marina view conference center. To make your reservation, visit inn@portgardner.com. Are you ready for the Northwest Solar Fest? The region's largest sustainable living fair is coming to Shoreline Community College on Saturday, July 28th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. learn how solar can work for you, and see the latest in electric vehicles. It's a free family fun event. Stop by the Kid Zone and enjoy food and entertainment. See the schedule of activities at nwsolarfest.org. Join us in building a better future for sustainability, renewable energy, and common sense solutions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Brand new song.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie. What is going on tomorrow? East meets West Fest.
Big event coming up in the Seattle area.
Bastyr University.
You got it.
In Kenmore.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Haley and Zach from Camano Island will be there. They're Ananda Farm. Everyone's all excited. It's an all-day event. It's free. You can go to SeattleAwakenings.com. We got some info on it. SeattleAwakenings.com. You can read it online or pick up your tangible copy at East West Bookshop. Hello. Super supplements, local libraries. And or read it online at SeattleAwakenings.com. What do I got going on? Oh, my goodness. So I get an email, and this woman says, I bought your book 3 years ago, and I moved to Texas, and I'm coming into town for business, and I want a chakra reading with you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's great.
And she bought a Third Place Books. I think I gave my books away, a whole bunch of them.
It happens. People sold them. But someone found the joy and light into it, so there you go.
It's strange because it's just those random things. They pick up the book, and it was so perfect because the reading was kind of for both of us. Mm-hmm. We both had the same thing going on. What I do is I find the chakra that's blocked, and then I give a prescription, and then usually I get an email later on going, you were spot on. Thank you very much. But it's something I invented, and that's what the book Our Energy Matters is all about. And I guess you can get it on Amazon. I have 10 left, so it's like I'm holding on to those for now. But they're all over the place. You can buy one. And if you want me to give you a chakra reading, you can reach me at liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. And I guess I'll just show up at a Starbucks and
perfect.
Throw those chakra rocks on the table, and everyone's looking at us. One time we were at a state park, and everyone just kept coming over. We're doing chakra readings.
You're such an attraction, Dina.
It's the polished stone.
That too. And then, just like you, polished stone.
Oh, thank you, Benny. Sweet. Well, I'm also headed back to Kauai in December. I'm going to go the first week of December. There's an art music festival I'll be doing there. But Jeannie and I will be doing retreats. I've got some people coming with me in December. And I'll be also doing late January. And that's when the wells come through. So I always like January. That's the best. And plus, it's the best time to go away from here because it's so dark and cold. And it's a good time to retreat. You can either come with me as an individual, and I will be your tour guide for your spirit and lift your spirits in Kauai and show you all the sacred sites. You'll meet amazing people, and you leave. I had a few people on the show. You just leave full, and that's really important nowadays when people are running on empty, is to take some time to be with Mother Nature, to be with yourself, and really eat really great food, get mm-hmm. some sunshine. And it's at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center is where people stay, or I help you find a house. I can help you with tickets, transportation. I can save you $1,000 easily by just having a conversation with me. It's that simple. You can reach me again at liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. We'll also be doing group retreats, which is like about 10 people together, which is a whole different feel. But when you're single or maybe you don't have someone to travel with, it's a fun way to get to know other people. You leave really close and like family. One of them is a retreat I went to mm-hmm. in Sedona with Roy Holman. Is going with me. So it's forever. It's kind of like these people stay in your life forever because you get to be so close with a group of people, which we don't do.
It's a good way to recharge, slow down. The island time, you always say quite a bit. And some people just need it or they're looking forward to it. I think it sounds like a good time. And you can also go online. You've posted some video of you and Jeannie, I believe, right? Is that still available to check out if you're outsider looking in?
Oh, gosh. Me homesick every time I watch
them. That's the essential, drive that you want out of that. And that's what you want to see. That's what you want to be a part of. And so it's visually shown for you rather than listening to us on the radio. So there's a way to see that, right?
Yep. You can go to Dina Marie. You can like me on Facebook and Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook, the radio show. But in the end, it's like if you watch the video, you won't see a lot of people. But if you were to do like the main stuff, you'll see groups of people herded here, there, and everywhere, beaches with tons of people laying on it. Mm-hmm. But I'll take you places you've never been before, obviously, but there's these sacred sites. And when you get there, we'll do like some meditation or a guided imagery, and I set you on your own, and maybe you find something else that I've never seen. Temples, a Buddhist temple, a Hindu temple. It's Kauai is just really, really precious. They had this horrible flood, and the north end is still shut down. But hopefully by the time I get there, I can get to the north end, too. That's Hanalei Bay. That's where we do some hiking, Nepali Coast. Lots of snorkeling. My favorite thing is to get up in the morning before sunrise, and I watch the stars and the moon. And as the sun comes up, I'm on the bike path, and about sunrise, that's when I see whales breaching. I can always find the whales. So that's one thing, people, I've never seen whales. I mean, come with me, and you will find some whales. We also go to a labyrinth, spend some time there with Phil Warwa, who has 3 years now. He got a chakra reading with me. His idea was to have disc golf on the island. He started small. He did a park in Poipu on the south end, and it's a free park now that he has turned over to the Lions Club. So the YMCA goes there. All these kids go there. They're playing disc golf. But he's moved up to the golf courses now. And at first, the golfers didn't like him because that wasn't like, you know, the hippie guys are out there doing their disc golf. And now the other golf course picked him up. And last time I was out there, we were figuring out where the disc golf goes. And the baskets, and he's doing really, really well with that. So hopefully I'm going to be doing something with him, and we're going to do an event, and that will be disc golf on the island of Kauai. What is it called? Kauai Disc Golf. You can like his Facebook page. He's also Santa Claus. So while I'm going December, what do you think?
You're going to go visit Santa. It's perfect timing. He'll be there.
He's
probably getting his relax on before he has to go make his errands.
It's hilarious because he shaves, and you don't even recognize him.
He grows fast.
Oh, he does.
It grows fast, so.
But he's such a sweet man. But I kind of want to go in December so that I can hang out and be Mrs. Claus or help him with some of his events, because they're huge. There's big parades and a lot of high up people there. You get to meet people. Oh, The Rock was there.
Oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
You're going to love this.
He was probably there filming for that last
Jeannie's
video.
Jeannie's daughter was in the movie with them.
Really?
And had a scene with them.
Sweet.
She just told me that 2 days ago.
Right on.
Yeah.
She probably wasn't able to say it until now. Sometimes they're under contract. They're not allowed to say it. So.
Yeah. Well, he was on the island. It was a big deal. And so that. And then Seth Yamamoto, he's passed, but they're going to do a big event for him.
And oh, that's cool.
That's the locals. Mm-hmm. So that's it's a really an amazing thing when I can go to a coffee shop or I can go to the beach and sit and talk to somebody and then get to know them and go back. And now I can stay at their houses and they feed me and they take me to these amazing places on the island. I invite you all to come to Kauai. You can come with me or you can go to dolphintouch.org. And meet up with Jeannie, because of course I'm not there all year round. But if you want to go December or late January, you can reach me at liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. And what else? I guess I'll be at the Port Susan Farmers Market today. And we are going to end the show with Clint McEwen. He did a live performance in here about 6 months ago, right before I went to Kauai. Mm-hmm. And I invite you to Naked City tomorrow from 7 to 9 if you want to hear the Clint McEwen Band live. And join us next week for more people, place, and activities that will lift your spirits.
Red Right Return will take you home, no matter how far away you roam. Cast off your lines and raise your sails. Oh, row, row, row your boat upstream, awaken in someone else's dream. How'd I get here? Where have you been? Sometimes don't know how to start. Ocean's wide and you've got no chart. Trust your gut and navigate by heart. Keep it on the starboard side. Come in on the tide. If it was only you and me, and we were far away at sea.
Would you tell me your secret if I promise to keep it? 'Cause it might just set us free. Red right return will take you home. No matter how far away you roam, caught all the wind, can't find your way. Just when you think all hope is gone, I'll pass the reasons of right and wrong. There is a field, I'll meet you there. If I could just hold your hand, getting close, I'm in sight of land. Together I think we can make it there from here. The storm's starting to clear. If it was only